The Dakota Access Pipeline will soon run dry after a federal judge ordered it to shut down for environmental review. The judge said the Army Corps of Engineers failed to answer big questions about the risk of oil spills when it approved the original federal permits for the project. Native American activists and others have protested the pipeline for years, even after it started moving oil in June 2017. That includes Linda Black Elk, an ethnobotanist and a member of the Catawba Nation who works on the Standing Rock Reservation in North Dakota. We first spoke with her more than 3 years ago during the Standing Rock protests. Linda, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
So back in 2016, you told me about protesters coming down with hypothermia, suffering broken bones during these protests. So today, after this decision to drain the pipeline, do you feel like that sacrifice that you and others made was worth it?
Absolutely. There's no doubt that everything we've gone through, even in the time since, because we've all been experiencing various levels of trauma and anger, frustration since then, but it's all been worth it.
Anger and frustration because I assume because the pipeline is under operation, 500,000 barrels of oil every day since 2007. I should point out with no major spills either. And the company that manages it, Energy Transfer, says that oil's now going to have to be moved by rail cars, which has other environmental risks. Do you think it's possible that this ruling just kind of opened up new problems?
Well, I think that the fossil fuels industry creates all sorts of problems with all the various ways that it moves oil across our traditional lands. And I am actually really happy about this ruling because at least we will have a voice in the way this oil and this pipeline impacts our water, but not just our water, our land. As an ethnobotanist, you know, of course, our traditional foods and medicines are really important to me, and a potential leak threatens that.
The company also says that tribal governments could lose out on a lot of money in taxes and royalties if the pipeline closes. You say what?
I say that our environment is more important than economics.
So there's going to be an appeal, as I'm sure you know, and once the environmental review is over, this is the review that the judge ordered, once that's complete, the pipeline could flow again. So are you hopeful or worried about the future? What's next?
I would say that we are extremely hopeful. A lot of folks didn't think we would make it this far. But now, you know, at least we have that voice. We have that environmental review, which should have been done in the first place. And I think that a lot of us would not have been as angry or as adamant about, you know, stopping the pipeline if we had had that full environmental review to begin with.
So there has been no major spills yet. That doesn't give you any comfort?
Not at all. No. We have a saying when it comes to pipelines, it's not if, but when. The pipeline's only been in operation for a couple of years. All pipelines leak eventually.
All right. Linda Black Elk, who protested with the Standing Rock Sioux against the Dakota Access Pipeline, celebrating a decision by a federal judge to shut it down for further environmental review. Linda, thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks so much for having me.